Oh yeah, Beowulf. I suspect that most of us sort of vaguely remember that title. Probably from a long-ago literature class, the one that sent you falling back on spark notes or something like that. Well, forget about that eye-closing, sleep-inducing time. Led by artistic director Kurt Columbus, Beowulf at Trinity is nothing less than a slice-and-dice rock musical. It's filled with drive and verve. Actors romp about the upstairs theater, women wearing football shoulder pads, men sometimes in skirts. The pace rockets through 2 hours with an intermission. It's loud and profane, sexual and sweet. Sometimes you really can't tell what's going on. In other moments, it is wildly funny and occasionally insightful. But you might ask if it gets to the original. Does this Beowulf do justice to a work that may well have begun the drive, the magnificence of English literature? The answer is no. It does play around the edges, make some salient points. But after all, this Beowulf is really aimed at being a groovy musical. And on that score, it is a winner, driven by the music of New York-based Dave Malloy and with book and lyrics by Jason Craig. There's also a brilliant set, superb lighting, and some fine performing. So, if you go, just be sure to go with it, and you'll have a great time. You may remember that Beowulf concerns a young man with much energy and true prowess. He rules firmly, believing he is special, that he, and he alone, must be the caretaker of his time, of his land, of his compatriots. Does he believe that to fight back is better than to mourn? Hell yes, he says, and let the battles begin. Charlie Thurston plays this man with all kinds of action and strength. He is marvelous at showing us the guy's power. And in the very end, he also finds the character's humanity in a superb performance. As another leader, Joe Wilson Jr. brings a clear showing of a man who knows that blessings can turn to grief. In their football paraphernalia, Rachel Warren, Rebecca Gibble, Rachel Clausen, and Laura Lyman Payne move the play with gorgeous singing and dancing. And veterans Stephen Berenson, Anne Scoria, and Janice Duclos play modern-day academics with mind-blowing humor and sarcasm. Oh, and by the way, at intermission, you can, should you choose to, go on stage and scribble all over the place. Or you could simply sit in your seat and once in a while smack a big white ball provided by the staff as it bounces around the auditorium. Clearly, then, this particular Beowulf is a peculiar look at a classic. Do you remember the film Annie Hall, wherein Woody Allen gave good academic advice to Diane Keaton? Just don't take any course where they make you read Beowulf, he says. Well, that's not the case here. Trinity Rep's Beowulf is a good thing to see, as long as you take it for what it is.